Brian Milne will continue to serve as Gray County Warden. Milne, the mayor of the township of Southgate, was acclaimed to the position for a second consecutive one-year term at County Council's inaugural meeting on December 5. In his inaugural address, Milne thanked County Council for the privilege of continuing in the role and looked forward to the coming year. "It is an honor to be named Warden of Gray County," he said. Milne immediately referenced the difficult budget circumstances the county faces for 2024. Over the past month, council has been wrestling with a draft budget that initially showed a double-digit tax increase. Milne said it is up to county councillors to work together and arrive at an acceptable budget for the coming year. "We as community builders need to seek out what our residents and visitors require and then figure out how to provide those requirements in a fiscal manner that is affordable," he said. Milne emphasized that he will continue to focus on working together to meet the challenges the county faces. "This council understands the importance of working together. Working together includes not just everyone around this table, but includes our community building partners, and there are many. Strong relationships with and support of our community partners, including First Nations, is having a real and positive impact on everyone's success," he said. "Everyone here is engaged and focused on the task at hand, and I truly believe is committed to building our communities to the best they can be." The Blue Mountains Mayor Andrea Mitrasovs and Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon nominated Milne for the position of warden. Mitrasovs joined the meeting from Dubai, where she is attending a conference. "Warden Milne understands we're stronger together," said Mitrasovs. "He encourages collaboration, trust, understanding and teamwork." Berdignon praised Milne for his leadership and his efforts to unite county council and find consensus on major issues. "With 18 strong and determined people charting the course of our Gray County objections, we do need a leader who understands teamwork and forward thinking," he said. "Brian does both with not only integrity, but humor and good nature. He always makes it his priority that both staff and council voices are not only heard, but looks for a path forward to find a solution suitable for all." Following his acclamation, Milne took the oath of office administered by Clerk Tara Warder and was presented with the chain of office by past warden and Gray Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen. The gallery for the meeting included five former wardens who have since left county council: Duncan McKinley, the Blue Mountains; Selwyn Hicks, Hanover; Arlene Wright, Owen Sound; Howard Gregg, Chatsworth; and Murray Betts, Gray Highlands, were all in attendance. "It is county tradition for a previous warden to provide words of encouragement to the new warden, and McKinley was selected for the job. It is an honor to be selected by county council as their leader, but it is also a great responsibility," said McKinley, who served two terms in the warden's chair. "The current economic climate will require you to challenge and lead council as they seek innovative and effective financial management tools, while providing the services and infrastructure to serve the needs of Gray County residents and to support the Gray County economy." After the proceedings, Milne spoke to reporters and said he was thrilled to continue as warden. "I love the job, I really do," he said. He called the current county council dedicated, engaged and well-motivated, and praised the incredible staff at the county for all their hard work. The warden said the hard work would begin immediately with the setting of a budget for 2024. County council will hold a budget meeting on Friday, December 8th to continue their budget deliberations. "It's a difficult one, no question about it," he said of the budget.